When you hear this sound, turn the page. Peach Boy. Once upon a time, there lived an old man and old woman. One day, the old man went to a mountain to collect firewood, and the old woman went to the river to wash their clothes. When the old woman was doing her laundry at the river, a big peach was floating down the river. Glug, glug, swash. "This will be a perfect gift for my husband," she thought. And she picked the big peach up and then brought it home. The old man and old woman decided to eat the peach, and so they cut it. Then a loud, healthy baby boy jumped out from it. The old man and old woman were greatly surprised. The old man and old woman had no children, so they were delighted. They named the baby boy Momotaro and took good care of him. Momotaro grew up to be a very strong boy. One day, when Momotaro had grown up, he said to his grandfather and grandmother, "I'm going to the Demon Island to defeat the bad demons." Momotaro left for the Demon Island with some millet dumplings that the old man and old woman had made for him. After a while, he met a dog. "Momotaro, where are you going?" "I'm going to the Demon Island to defeat the demons." "Then I'll go with you. Could you give me one of those millet dumplings?" The dog got one millet dumpling and became Momotaro's companion. Next, he met a monkey. "Momotaro, where are you going?" "I'm going to the Demon Island to defeat the demons." "Then I'll go with you. Please give me a millet dumpling that you have with you." The monkey got one millet dumpling and became Momotaro's companion. Then he met a pheasant. "Momotaro, where are you going?" "I'm going to the Demon Island to defeat the demons." "Then I'll go with you. Please give me a millet dumpling on your waist." The pheasant got one millet dumpling and became Momotaro's companion. Finally, Momotaro arrived at the Demon Island with the dog, the monkey, and the pheasant. When the pheasant flew over the island to check on the demons, they were having a feast. So Momotaro, the dog, the monkey, and the pheasant rushed to surprise the demons. The dog bit the demons' legs and bottoms. The monkey scratched the demons' backs and faces. The pheasant pecked the demons' eyes and ears. Momotaro took out his sword and defeated the demons one after another. At last, the boss demon begged for Momotaro's forgiveness on his knees. "Please, no more. Spare me. I'll surrender to you. I give up. I give up." Then Momotaro took back the treasures which the demons had stolen from the village, loaded them on a wagon, and cheerfully went back to his house with the dog, the monkey, and the pheasant. When the old man and old woman saw Momotaro, they were overcome with joy. Thanks to the treasure, the three of them lived happily ever after.